சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். We are going to enter the Aitareya Upanishad. Before that, I will give you the introduction to this Upanishad, a general introduction is samsara nivritti is the main aim of human life. Samsara nivritti means freedom from sorrow. Freedom from sorrow is called samsara nivritti. Sorrow because of so many factors. Sorrow or dukkham comes because of so many factors like old age, disease, death, failure, disappointment, worry, all these because of ajnanam. Sorrow comes because of so many factors. All these factors occur in one's life only because of ajnanam. Where is this ajnanam? Ajnanam is in one's own mind. Ajnanam means self-ignorance. It is not somewhere else, but it is in one's own mind. This mind has got three defects. Mala, Vikshepa, Avarana. Every mind has got three defects. Basic intrinsic defects. Mala means impurity. Vikshepa means distraction. Avarana means concealment. Mala means impurity. Vikshepa means distraction. Avarana means concealment. These three defects are there in the mind. Therefore, there is lot of ajnanam. So, to remove sorrow, one has to remove ajnanam. To remove sorrow from one's own mind, one has to remove ajnanam. To remove ajnanam, one has to handle or to resolve these problems, three factors, mala, vikshepa, avarana. All these three defects in the mind to be corrected. Veda gives prescription for each problem of the mind. Veda gives a remedy, a solution, a method. How to come out of this mala, impurity of the mind? First, we should know what is impurity. Impurity of the mind is nothing but strong likes and dislikes, raga, dvesha, attachment and aversion, powerful attachment to certain objects, to certain people, aversion towards certain objects and towards certain people. The attachment is like this. This should happen like this only. This person should talk like this only. This person should behave like this only. Like this condition. That condition alone, strong conditioning mind, is the obstacle for spiritual pursuit. Not flexible. The mind is not flexible, but very, very rigid. A rigid mind, a conditioning mind, is the biggest obstacle for our spiritual pursuit. Therefore, mala in the form of raga dvesha has to be handled. Impurity means this is the impurity. That raga dvesha disturbs our mind. So Shastra says, practice karma yoga. May you practice nishkama karma, selfless service. Do puja selflessly without expecting any material benefits. Nishkamataya puja. Without having any desire, agenda in your mind. Do puja. Do service to parents. Do service to guru. Do service to the society. Do service to your neighbors without any agenda in your mind. Without any motive. That action without any motive or agenda, if you do on and on, this raga dvesha can be neutralized. You cannot totally eliminate, but you can neutralize. This neutralization of this raga dvesha is possible only through karma yoga, nishkama karma. You know what is nishkama karma. Ishwararpana buddhya karma kuru. Offer to the Lord any action, whatever you do, offer to the Lord. Whatever result come of your action, take it as prasadam. Prasada buddhya karma phalam swikuru. Phalam means not laddu. Prasada buddhya. With a motive, that feeling, this is a prasada from the Lord. Unpleasant karma phalam. Suppose, take it as a prasada. I need it. This is the prasada bhavana. It is coming from Bhagavan. Bhagavan knows what to give to me. He gives the best always. Therefore, convert unfavorable, unpleasant experiences also into an advantageous experience. Converting is very important. Converting all unfavorable, unpleasant experiences into an advantageous experience. I should see that in every experience. Then I mature so fast. I mature, I refine my mind. Karma yoga. Unless I tackle this problem, Shastra doesn't work. Unless I tackle this mala nivritti, mala problem, impurity problem, Shastra doesn't work. So tackle this mala problem in the mind through karma yoga. Panchamaha yajnas. Never forget that. Reduce your raga dvesha day by day. Then second problem is vikshepa, distraction. Mind cannot stay for a few minutes on a particular topic or a particular situation. It cannot stop. It always vacillates. That is its defect. Always moving like a pendulum. In the wall clock. That wall clock pendulum, you know, it always moves. You know. So like that, our mind also is vacillating. Oscillation mind. Distractive mind. Goes here and there all the time. Never concentrate on anything. That is the problem of the mind. A distracted mind is unfit for Shastra study. First of all. A mind that which is vacillating all the time is unfit for the Shastra study. It cannot register, it cannot retain anything in its core. Therefore, there is no use of studying Shastra if mind is having the problem of vikshepa. So I want to get the full benefit of Shastra, I must handle this vacillation, vikshepa problem. I have to bring ഫോക്കസിങ് മൈൻഡ്, ഏകാഗ്രത. വിക്ഷേപാത് ആപ്പോസിറ്റ് ഏകാഗ്രത, ഫോക്കസിങ്. ഐ ഹാവ് ടു ഫോക്കസ് മൈ മൈൻഡ്. ഐ ആം ഡെഡ് ടു ദ വേൾഡ്, വേൾഡ് ഈസ് ഡെഡ് ടു മീ. വെനെവർ ഐ ആം ഡൂയിങ് എ പർട്ടിക്കുലർ ആക്ഷൻ, ഈദർ ലിസണിങ് ടു ശാസ്ത്ര ആർ ഈറ്റിംഗ് ആർ ഡൂയിങ് സം അദർ വർക്ക്, ഐ മസ്റ്റ് അബ്സോർബ് ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് ആക്ടിവിറ്റി ഫുൾ ആൻഡ് ഫുൾ പ്രസൻസ് ഓഫ് മൈൻഡ്. ദ ലാക്ക് ഓഫ് പ്രസൻസ് ഓഫ് മൈൻഡ് ഈസ് എ ബിഗ് ഡ്രോബാക്ക്. Lack of presence of mind is a big drawback. Either we carry office to the house, we carry house to the office. People generally carry their household problems to office, or household office problems to house. Why you have to carry? That is the nature of the mind, weakness. When I sit in the class also, I carry all family incidents I carry along with me to the class. Suppose poor teacher talking 1 hour, I am totally blank in the class. What will happen? The teacher is talking hours together, every class, no use at all. That is why we have to learn how to focus. That is why Upasana Yoga is given as a sadhana for focusing mind. Upasana, meditation, dhyanam, ashtanga yoga, yama niyama asana pranayama pratyahara dharana dhyana samadhi. You know all of them. So many things I am telling you know, because I have seen... You are attending those classes when I was taking. Upasana yoga means, in Vedantic language, ekarupa upasanam. Do ishta devata aradhanam, puja every day, japa, dhyanam. All these, ekarupa upasana, slowly you mature, come to virad upasanam, visharupa dhyanam. This practice will help us to bring the mind to one-pointedness. You get one-pointedness. You absorb totally like a sponge. You absorb whatever action you are doing, you absorb and you perform with the presence of mind. There is a joy, there is a relaxation when you do that way. When you absorb and enjoy the work, what you are doing, there is no strain. There is no strain or pain. That way I have to convert all activities, not one or two. I absorb in certain actions, Swamini, but I cannot absorb in other actions. No. If you don't absorb, there is a strain, there is an anxiousness. You are under anxiousness. You are under anxious. That is not good for health. When I am under anxiety, it is not good for health. When I am not having that refined mind, it is not good for health. Refinement of the mind is good for physical health and mental health. Focusing mind is good for physical health and mental health. It's a simple way to get physical health and mental health. Vikshepa nivritti, mala nivritti, they are helpful to shastra as well as good for health also. So upasana yoga is the second sadhana. I have to focus on these sadhanas. We should not take it as granted. Every class Swamini is telling, Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga, I know all of them. Theoretically I may know, but practically how much I am implementing is very important. I may be listening from 15 years same teaching. Even I can teach better, because I am listening from my teacher from long time. Listening won't work. You have to apply into your life. That only gives benefit. Therefore, why, in spite of that student is already informed in Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga, the same Malanivritti, Vikshepa Nivritti, why teacher talks? To take some more classes. What is the intention of the teacher? We should know. That is intention. That intention is the student by repetition, pauna punyena shravanam kuryat, again and again, repeatedly you listen, then it will soak into you so that you implement. That is the intention of repetition. Repetition is not a dosha, repetition is a bhushanam in Shastra teaching, really speaking. Sometimes some students may feel bored also. Why Swamini, Aitareya Upanishadana, I have rushed to start immediately Upanishadana. Swamini starts with what? Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga. Teacher is very, very careful. If my students want to get full benefit of Aitareya Upanishad, I must prepare the ground. My teaching should not go waste. Student do not know that importance of Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga at any corner in his mind or her mind. I have to emphasize. That is the intention of the teacher. The student should not go without the benefit. The benefit should come. So, Malanivritti, Karma Yoga Dwara. Vikshepa Nivritti, Upasana Yoga Dwara. Now come to the third problem of the mind. Avarana. Concealment. Viparita Bhavana. Some wrong misconceptions. Misconceptions say wrong. Wrong misconceptions. Some misconceptions are wrong notions which are I am carrying from Janmas and Janmas at Vasana level. So all those vasanas, viparita bhavanas, can be handled only through jnana yoga, third sadhana, jnana yoga, viparita bhavana rupa ajnanam. Ajnanam is because of my wrong notions. Ajnanam is ignorance because of wrong notions. Therefore, sadhana is jnana yogaha. Therefore, aupanishadaha veda. Aupanishadaha veda. You should know, veda means you should know this ajnanam, where it is, how to remove, through what? Aupanishadaha, through Upanishads. Through Upanishads alone, you can know this, the method how to remove your avarana, concealment. Concealment of what? Concealment of our own nature. Concealment of our own nature. My Atma Swarupam is covered as it were. My Atma Swarupam is covered. Folded by my ignorance. Therefore, I have to unfold. I have to discover, which is concealed, my Atma Swarupam, which is concealed. I have to remove that concealment, remove by jnanam. How I can get jnanam? Through Upanishad. Upanishad-dvara, Upanishadaha means Upanishad-matra jnanam, Upanishad-matram Vedanaram, Upanishad-pramana-matram, it is a pramanam, it is a means, Upanishad-pramana-matra Veda. You cannot know through any means other than Upanishad. Now, what is our travel? Upanishad alone is the means to remove my ignorance, that which is concealing my real nature, so I have to remove that from my mind. Now we have to come to Upanishad. Why we are studying Upanishad now? Why I am attending Aitareya Upanishad? I want to remove my sorrow. Where is this sorrow? In the mind. Which mind? Which mind has got three defects? Mala, Vikshepa, Avarana. How to handle them? Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga, Jnana Yoga. So what I am doing in the class, Jnana Yoga part we are taking up. Little bit Upasana also, meditation, Pranayama we are doing before the class. We should not say, I know Pranayama, why I have to do in the class? I want to remind, Pranayama, meditation also a part of sadhana to improve our concentration. Now comes to this Upanishad. Aitareya Upanishad is one of the 10 principal Upanishads which belongs to Rig Veda. Aitareya Upanishad, which belongs to 10 of the principal Upanishads which belongs to Rig Veda. Ishakena kata prashna munda mandukya tittirihi aitareyam cha chandogyam brihadaranyakam tatha. In this order, Ishakena kata prashna, and that order it comes as an 8th Upanishad. Aitareyam cha chandogyam brihadaranyakam. But we have not studied here the Taittiriyam and Mandukyam, Prashna and all. Other classes I have taken care of. Those classes, those who have attended those classes, fine. If not, you can listen to the CDs or cassettes. If possible, I may take in future that Upanishads also. This Aitareya Upanishad, every Veda has got its own Upanishads. Isha belongs to Shukla Yajurveda Upanishad. Isha Vashya Upanishad belongs to Shukla Yajurveda. Next, second one, Kena Upanishad belongs to Sama Veda. Isha Kena. Kena Upanishad we have seen here. Kena Upanishad we have completed in this class. Ishakena katha prashna. Kathopanishad belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. Yajurveda has got two branches, Shukla Yajurveda and Krishna Yajurveda. So Kathopanishad belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. Prashna Upanishad, the fourth one, belongs to Atharvana Veda. Prashna Upanishad belongs to Atharvana Veda. Then Mundakopanishad also, a Mantropanishad belongs to Atharvana Veda. Prashnopanishad is a Brahmana Atharvana Vediya Upanishad, whereas Mundakopanishad is a Mantropanishad. Its elaboration only Prashnopanishad, like Ishavasya Upanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is a Brahman Upanishad. Ishavasya Upanishad is a Mantra Upanishad. So, Isha Kena Kata Prashna Mundaka Atharvana Upanishad. Mandukyam. Mandukyam also belongs to Atharvana Veda. Then, Tittirihi Taittiriya Upanishad belongs to, again, Krishna Yajurveda. Krishna Yajurveda. Isha Kena Katha Prashna Munda Mandukya Tittirihi Aitareyam, that 8th Upanishad, that which we are going to see, Aitareya Upanishad, which belongs to Rig Veda. There is only one Upanishad. Even Kaushitaki Upanishad also belongs to Rig Veda, but Acharya has not written Bhashyam to that Upanishad. So these 10 Upanishads, Bhashyam of Shankaracharya is available. That's why 10 principal Upanishads. So Aitareya belongs to Rig Veda. Then Chandogya, 9th Upanishad, is Chandogya Upanishad belongs to Sama Veda. హేనోపనిషత్ అండ్ ఛాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు సామవేద. దెన్ బృహదారణ్యకం ఆల్సో బిలాంగ్స్ టు శుక్ల యజుర్వేద. బృహదారణ్యకం ఆల్సో బిలాంగ్స్ టు శుక్ల యజుర్వేద. నౌ యు సీ ఫోర్ వేదాస్ కవర్డ్ ఇన్ 10 ఉపనిషత్స్. ఋగ్వేద ఆల్సో కవర్డ్, యజుర్వేద ఆల్సో కవర్డ్, అండ్ సామవేద ఆల్సో కవర్డ్, అండ్ అథర్వణ వేద ఆల్సో కవర్డ్. ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ ఫోర్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఇన్ ఫోర్ వేదాస్, ఈచ్ ఉపనిషత్ వి హ్యావ్ టేకెన్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈచ్ వేద బికాస్ ఈచ్ వేద గివ్స్ వన్ మహావాక్యం. ఈచ్ వేద, దెర్ ఆర్ మెనీ మహావాక్యాస్, బట్ ఈచ్ వేద హైలైట్స్ వన్ మహావాక్యం. ఈవెన్ దో దెర్ ఆర్ మెనీ మహావాక్యాస్, వన్ వేద హైలైట్స్ యాజ్ ఎ శాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ వన్ మహావాక్య. వాట్ ఈజ్ మహావాక్య? మహావాక్య ఈజ్ ఎ వాక్య. మహా మీన్స్ బిగ్, నాట్ బిగ్ స్టేట్మెంట్, అని ఎ క్రిప్టిక్ స్టేట్మెంట్ విత్ ఏ డీప్ మీనింగ్. జీవాత్మ పరమాత్మ ఐక్య బోధక వాక్యం మహావాక్యం. జీవాత్మ ద ఇండివిజువల్ సెల్ఫ్, పరమాత్మ ద టోటల్ సెల్ఫ్. జీవాత్మ పరమాత్మ ఐక్య ఐడెంటిటీ. ఐక్య మీన్స్ ఐడెంటిటీ, దేర్ ఐడెంటిటీ. జీవాత్మ పరమాత్మ ఐక్య, ద ఇండివిజువల్ సోల్ అండ్ టోటల్ పరమాత్మ, ద టోటల్ సెల్ఫ్, బోత్ ఆర్ ఐడెంటికల్. ఏ వాక్య హుచ్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ద ఐడెంటిటీ బిట్వీన్ ద ఇండివిజువల్ సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ టోటల్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ మహావాక్య. వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ for every Vedantic student to remember this meaning of the Mahavakya. Akhandartha Bodhaka Vakyam. Jeevatma Paramatma Aikya Bodhaka Vakyam. Mahavakyam. What are those Mahavakyams? First, Rigveda, we have to see. Prajnanam Brahma is the Mahavakyam of this Aitareya Upanishad. Prajnanam Brahma. ప్రజ్ఞానం మీన్స్ అవేర్నెస్. త్వంపద లక్ష్యార్థ జీవాత్మ స్వరూపం ఈజ్ ప్రజ్ఞానం. త్వంపద లక్ష్యార్థ, త్వంపద మీన్స్ ఇండివిజువల్ సెల్ఫ్ జీవాత్మ. లక్ష్యార్థ మీన్స్ ఇంప్లాయిడ్ మీనింగ్. త్వంపద లక్ష్యార్థ మీన్స్ ఇంప్లాయిడ్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇండివిజువల్ సెల్ఫ్. లక్ష్యార్థ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఇండివిజువల్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ప్రజ్ఞానం, అవేర్నెస్, కాన్షియస్నెస్. బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ ద తత్పద లక్ష్యార్థ. తత్పద మీన్స్ పరమాత్మ. తత్పద లక్ష్యార్థ, ది ఇంప్లాయిడ్ మీనింగ్, ద హిడెన్ మీనింగ్ ఈజ్ తత్పద ఆఫ్ తత్పద ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మ. సో ప్రజ్ఞానం, ద ఇండివిజువల్ సెల్ఫ్ హూ ఈజ్ అవేర్నెస్ ఈజ్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ బ్రహ్మ. సో ఐ యామ్ ద అవేరర్ ఈజ్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ బ్రహ్మన్. మహావాక్య, దట్ ఈస్ ద మెయిన్ ఎయిమ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఉపనిషత్. ఉపనిషత్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ టు టీచ్ అస్ వాట్? మహావాక్యం. సో ప్రజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ. హౌ ప్రజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు బి రివీల్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఉపనిషత్, వీ హ్యావ్ టు సీ. ఎక్సలెంట్ ఉపనిషత్ ఫోకసింగ్ ఆన్ దిస్ మహావాక్య. నెక్స్ట్ మహావాక్య ఫ్రమ్ యజుర్వేద ఉపనిషత్ ఈజ్ అహం బ్రహ్మ అస్మి. ఐ యామ్ బ్రహ్మన్. అహం మీన్స్ ఐ, బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్, అస్మి యామ్. హౌ యు హావ్ టు పుట్ ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్? ఐ యామ్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఐ బ్రహ్మన్ యామ్. అహం బ్రహ్మ అస్మి, ఐ బ్రహ్మన్ యామ్. హౌ యు పుట్ ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్? ఐ యామ్ பிரம்மன். இட் இஸ் செகண்ட் மகாவாக்கிய ஃப்ரம் செகண்ட் வேதா யஜுர்வேதா. நௌ த தேர்ட் வேதா சாம வேத உபனிஷத் மகாவாக்கிய தத்து த்வம் அசி. இந்த செகண்ட் மகாவாக்கிய அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் சேயிங் அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. இந்த தேர்ட் மகாவாக்கிய குரு இஸ் டெல்லிங் டு த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் தத்து த்வம் அசி. தத்து த்வம் அசி, யூ ஆர் தட். தத்து மீன்ஸ் தட் பரமாத்மா. த்வம் யூ, அசி ஆர், தட் பரமாத்மா யூ ஆர். தத்து த்வம் அசி, தத்வமசி. தென் ஃபோர்த் மகாவாக்கியா ஃப்ரம் அதர்வண வேத தட் அக்கர்ஸ் இன் மாண்டூக்யோபனிஷத். திஸ் தத்வமசி அக்கர்ஸ் இன் சாந்தோக்யோபனிஷத். அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி அக்கர்ஸ் இன் பிருஹதாரண்யக உபனிஷத். அண்ட் திஸ் லாஸ்ட் அயமாத்மா பிரம்மா அதர்வணவேதீய மகாவாக்கியம் புச் அக்கர்ஸ் இன் மாண்டூக்யோபனிஷத் இஸ் அயம் ஆத்மா பிரம்மா. திஸ் ஆத்மா, திஸ் இண்டிவிஜுவல் செல்ஃப் இஸ் நன் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மா. தீஸ் ஆர் த ஃபோர் மகாவாக்கியஸ். Now we are going to see Prajnanam Brahma Mahavakyam in this Upanishad. Upanishads, they are talking about six topics. All the six topics we must remember. When we are studying Upanishads, anywhere you see, either one of these topics is discussed. Any mantra, when it is talking, either one of the topics will be there. What are those topics? But those topics are not clearly, directly presented in the Upanishads, anywhere. Directly, clearly they have not presented, but they are all hidden. That is why Brahma Sutra is required. Why Vyasa Acharya has written Brahma Sutra, you know? All the important six topics are just presented in a straight manner in the Upanishads. Very difficult if you study Upanishad, you can never understand. Upanishadic presentation itself is different. That is why when Shankaracharya wrote Bhashyam on 10 Upanishads, because all these Ishakena Kata Prashnamunda Mandukya Tittirihi Aitareyamcha Chandogyam Brihadaranyakam, all the 10 Upanishads Acharya has written commentary because all of them are used in Brahma Sutra. Vyasa Acharya in Brahma Sutra, he presents all the six topics very clearly, elaborately, in elucidated manner he writes. That's why Acharya has written, Shankaracharya has written commentary upon Brahma Sutra also. Upon Upanishads and Brahma Sutra, what for he has written? Just for our understanding's sake. For our own clear understanding, he has written commentaries on Upanishads. He has written commentary upon Brahma Sutra. Which Brahma Sutra talks about six topics very clearly, which are discussed in the Upanishads. Are you getting the point? Upanishadic teaching is not very, very straight teaching. It is very difficult. Vyasacharya has written the Prasthanatraya Bhashyam, why Acharya writes Bhagavad Gita Bhashyam, 10 Upanishads Bhashyam, Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, Acharya writes so that people, those who are studying Shastra Prasthanatrayam, they can get right meaning, they can get Advaita Jnanam. That is the intention. What are those six topics? What is the nature of Ishvara? Who is God? What is the nature of Ishvara? This is the first topic. We are studying, Vedantic students are studying six topics, that's all.
our 15 years study or 20 years study or 30 years study, only 6 topics we are studying. Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? Or what is the nature of Ishvara? Then, who is Jiva? What is the nature of Jiva? Individual. What is the nature of individual? Who am I? That is the question. Without studying Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, Brahma Sutra, Prasthanatrayam, just you question, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? How do I know? Who am I? You have to study Prasthanatrayam to know who am I? Who is God? Then the third topic is, what is the nature of this Jagat? Jagat Vichara. First one, Ishvara Vichara topic, then Jiva Vichara topic, and Jagat Vichara. What is the nature of this universe? Triangle. Jiva, Ishvara, Jagat. Three topics. Then fourth topic is, what is bondage? Kaha Bandhaha. What is the nature of bondage? What do you mean by bondage at all? How a person is bound? We have to study about that also. What are the binding factors? Lot of elaboration. Bondage means not only just bondage. How this bondage happens? What are the factors? What are the consequences of bondage? So much elaboration. So, what is Bandhahana? Then fifth topic is, what is moksha? What do you mean by liberation? Moksha means what? What do you mean by liberation? Kaha mokshaha. What is moksha? Then the last and the final topic is sadhanani or margaha. Moksha sadhanam kim? What are the sadhanas or means to get moksha? Sadhanam means means. A means, a sadhanam to attain moksha. Marga. Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga, Jnana Yoga, they are all margas. So these six topics we are studying. Again and again. You cannot go out of any one of these topics. If you go out of any one of these topics, it is not Vedanta. Okay? We are elaborately seeing either in Brahma Sutra or in Upanishad or in Bhagavad Gita, these are only topics. Okay? Now, we come to this Upanishad. Upani means sitting near the teacher. By approaching the teacher, sitting near the teacher, you study the Upanishads and it destroys your ignorance. Shad means dispeller, destroyer. Upanishad is that which destroys my ignorance when I approach the Guru and sit near my Guru. Not only sitting and studying Upanishad also. Without sitting near, you cannot study. So Upanishad is that which removes the samsara or ajnanam and gives moksha those who are approaching the teacher. Who is holding the Upanishad? Guru is the one who is holding the Upanishad book in his hand. Just not book, the mind also, that knowledge must be there. So Guru has to unfold the Upanishad. Then Guru's teacher, when he unfolds or she unfolds, the student remove his ajnanam. How he removes an Upanishad removes the ajnanam. That is why it is called Upanishad. Nichehi sthitva, when you sit down in front of the teacher. Nichehi sthitva. When you cannot sit down, you are allowed to sit on the chair. Okay. So, nichehi sthitva. Upasamipe nichehi sthitva.
Once you sit near the teacher, in front of the teacher, in front only you have to sit. Angenge ukkarna teacher ku kaluthu vali vandudum illaya. I look at the fan. Where is fan? Where is teacher? I have to see. Not fan. So I must be under the pervasion of teacher's vision. My teacher's vision should fall on me easily. That way I have to sit. So that I can receive the teaching. Upanishad. Now come to this Upanishad, the title. That is why we pray in Vyasacharya, Narayanam Padmabhuvam Vasishtam Shiktincha Tatputra Parasharancha Vyasam Shukam. Vyasacharya, we celebrate Vyasapurnima. How? He is the link. Vyasacharya is the link. Today we are getting this much knowledge and enjoying the Upanishad Gita all because of Vyasacharya. That's why we must have Vyasacharya photo at home. Every Vedantic student must worship Vyasacharya first. Every Vedantic student. Next class I will keep some photos here. Vyasacharya photos. Narayanam, Dakshinamurti, Vyasacharya and Shankaracharya photos. I will bring those photos. Who want, they can buy those photos and worship them. They will bless you. They will give you knowledge. Shankaram, Shankaracharyam, Keshavam, Badarayanam. Adi Shankaracharya is Sakshat Shiva Avataram. Vyasacharya is Sakshat Vishnu Avataram. Therefore, Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya. We have to revere them, worship them. Then it shows our interest in moksha. It shows our interest in moksha. Just like you worship Lakshmi, who is pouring coins. It shows what? You are worshipping Lakshmi. It shows what? Your interest in money. Same way, your interest in moksha must be shown through what? By worshipping Dakshinamurti, Vyasacharya and Shankaracharya. Since I am a Vedantic student, I must keep them. At least their photos, then you keep them in your heart. Okay. Now, this Aitireya Upanishad, this name has come because this Upanishad is given by Aitareya Maharshi. This Upanishad is given by Aitareya Maharshi. That is why it is known as Aitareya Upanishad. Aitareya Upanishad, Aitareya Upanishad. Why he has got Aitareya name? See, every Veda has got four parts. Every Veda has got four parts. Samhita part, first. Samhita bhaga. Number two, Brahmana bhaga. Number three, Aranyaka bhaga. Number four, Upanishad bhaga. Bhaga means portion. Every Veda has got all these four. Samhita bhaga means hymns. H-Y-M-N-S. Hymns. Suktams. All suktams. Ramakrishna Mission, they have printed a book, Mantra Pushpam. In that, all suktams are available. And with swara also, they have given a beautiful print. It is really worth to have that book. I do not know it is available in Tamil, but it is available in Sanskrit, it is available in Telugu. In other languages, I do not know. If you want, you can have that book. Some Upanishads have got swara. This Aitareya Upanishad has got swara. With swara, they have given in that book. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also has got swara.
ఈశావాస్యోపనిషత్ ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ గాట్ స్వర, కఠోపనిషత్ ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ గాట్ స్వర, బట్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ పాపులర్. దే ఆర్ నాట్ వెరీ పాపులర్. బట్ తైత్రీయోపనిషత్ ఈజ్ అవైలబుల్ విత్ స్వర అండ్ పాపులర్. ఎవ్రీబడి ఈజ్ చాంటింగ్. ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ వీఆర్ ఆల్సో చాంటింగ్ తైత్రీయోపనిషత్. సో సమ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ అవైలబుల్ విత్ స్వర, సమ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ విత్ స్వర. బట్ వీఆర్ నాట్ చాంటింగ్ విత్ స్వర. బట్ నార్మల్ చాంటింగ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ డిఫికల్ట్ ఫర్ అస్. దేర్ఫోర్ స్వర వీ డోంట్ కీప్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ సంహిత భాగ అన్నారు. సూక్తంస్, హిమ్స్, లాట్ ఆఫ్ గ్లోరిఫికేషన్స్, ప్రేయర్స్ వేర్ దే ఆర్ అవైలబుల్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సంహిత భాగ ఆఫ్ వేద. దెన్ బ్రాహ్మణ భాగ ఆఫ్ వేద మీన్స్ మెయిన్ ఇట్ ఫోకస్ ఆన్ ద రిచువల్స్. ద బిగ్గెస్ట్ పోర్షన్ ఇన్ వేద ఈజ్ బ్రాహ్మణ భాగ. దట్ ఈస్ ద మెయిన్ పోర్షన్. లాట్ ఆఫ్ రిచువల్స్, కాయిక కర్మాణి, వేదిక్ రిచువల్స్ విచ్ వీ పర్ఫార్మ్ త్రూ ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ, ఆల్ కాయిక కర్మాణి, వేదిక్ రిచువల్స్ గివెన్ విచ్ ఆర్ డన్ బై ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ, కాయిక కర్మాణి ఇన్ బ్రాహ్మణ భాగ ఆఫ్ వేద, థర్డ్ ఉపనిషత్ ఆఫ్ వేద. దెన్ ద థర్డ్ భాగ ఆఫ్ వేద ఈజ్ ఆరణ్యకం, ఆరణ్యక భాగ. ఇన్ దట్ ఆల్ మానస వ్యాపార, మెడిటేషన్స్, ధ్యానం, నాట్ ఫిజికల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆర్ వెర్బల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ బట్ మానసికం, దే డీల్ విత్ ఉపాసన, మానస వ్యాపార ఆర్ ధ్యానం, ఉపాసనాస్. అండ్ ఫోర్త్ వన్ ఈజ్ ఉపనిషత్ భాగ, ఉపనిషత్ భాగ. ఇన్ ఈచ్ వేద ఉపనిషత్ భాగ ఈజ్ దేర్. సో ఐతరేయ ఉపనిషత్, ఐతరేయ బ్రాహ్మణం, ఐతరేయ ఆరణ్యకం, ఐతరేయ ఉపనిషత్. ఐతరేయ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ఆరణ్యకం, బ్రాహ్మణం అండ్ ఉపనిషత్. వీఆర్ స్టడీయింగ్ ఉపనిషత్. దిస్ ఉపనిషత్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ఋగ్వేద. సో ఋగ్వేద ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఆల్ దిస్. నౌ అనదర్ పాయింట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు నోట్, దిస్ ఉపనిషత్ వెన్ వీఆర్ స్టడీయింగ్, ఈచ్ ఉపనిషత్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ శాఖ, ఎ బ్రాంచ్. ఇట్ కమ్స్ బై ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద రిషి ఆల్సో, లైక్ మాండూక్య ఉపనిషత్, మాండూక్య రిషి, ఐతరేయ రిషి హియర్. ఇట్ కమ్స్ ఎయిదర్ బై నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఉపనిషత్ ఆర్ బ్రాంచ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఉపనిషత్. దెర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ బ్రాంచెస్, 1000 above ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, బట్ 108 ఆర్ అవైలబుల్, అండ్ దట్ 108 ఆల్సో 10 ఆర్ అవైలబుల్ విత్ కమెంటరీ. సో దిస్ ఐతరేయ ఉపనిషత్ ఈజ్ అవైలబుల్ విత్ శంకరాచార్య's కమెంటరీ, వన్ ఆఫ్ ద 10 ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఉపనిషత్స్. నౌ ద వి కమ్ టు ద నేమ్ ఐతరేయ రిషిణా ప్రోక్తం ఐతరేయం. దిస్ నేమ్, హిజ్ మదర్స్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ ఇతరా, హిజ్ మదర్స్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ ఇతరా. ఇతరాయా పుత్ర ఐతరేయ, ఇతరాయా అపత్యం పుమాన్ ఐతరేయ, ద సన్ ఆఫ్ ఇతరా. ఇతరా మీన్స్ ఎ లో కాస్ట్ ఉమన్, వైదిక భిన్నా ఇత్యర్థః, వైదిక భిన్నా ఇతరా, వైదిక భిన్నా, లైక్ సేమ్ లైక్ ధ్రువ స్టోరీ, సెకండ్ వైఫ్ షీ ఐతరేయ మహర్షిస్ వైఫ్ మదర్ ఈజ్ ఎ సెకండ్ వైఫ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్. సో ఐతరేయ బోర్న్ టు ఇతరా, హూ ఈజ్ ద వైఫ్, సెకండ్ వైఫ్ ఆఫ్ వన్ మహర్షి, వన్ ఋషి, బట్ షీ బిలాంగ్స్ టు ఇతరా. See, low caste means we should not take here in a negative sense. Janmana jayate jantuhu. There is a shloka.
Janmana jayate jantu. Everyone is by birth is a jantu, animal. But karmana dvija uchyate, by his rituals, performance, everything, karmana, by his noble actions, dvija uchyate, is a twice born. Dvija, you can say twice born. Veda pathena viprasyat, by studying Veda, he can become a vipraha. Vipraha. Janmana jayate shudraha, by birth everyone is shudra. Karmana dvija uchyate, then Veda pathena viprasyat, brahmajnanena brahmana iti uchyate. Brahmajnanena brahmana iti uchyate. Once you have got a brahmajnanam, you are a brahmana. Once upon a time, all brahmanas were jnanis. That's why they are all deserve to be brahmanas. If you are not having brahmajnanam in this birth, you are coming down. So, brahmajnanena brahmana iti uchyate. Aitareya. Aitareyena prokta upanishat, aitareya upanishat, a jnani. So he is known as brahmana. Maybe he is born to a itara, non-Vedic woman, Vedika woman. Therefore another name of aitareya is Mahidasaha. Mahidasaha. That name itself shows. Brahmanas having their name Sharma. Sharma, Shastri, Brahmanas used to get. Varma, Kshatriyas. So, Varma comes at the end of their name. Gupta comes at the name end of the Vaishya's name, Gupta. Dasa comes at the name end of the Shudra's name, Mahidasa. Even though he was a Shudra, he became a Brahmana. How? Veda Pathena Viprasyat. Brahmajnanena brahmana iti uchyate. Where is the caste system? Tell me in Veda now. Not studying Shastra, just blaming Vedas, it doesn't work. We have never seen a Shudra as Shudra. Every Shudra can become a Brahmana. That's why read that Varnashrama Dharma book. A small booklet, it removes all our confusions about caste system. Even though he is born as a Mahidasa, because he served to his mother, he served to his mother so much, because of mother's blessings, he got the knowledge not from any teacher. He learned the Veda Vidya from Mother Earth. Mahi means earth. Mahidasa, who served to the Mother Earth, and Mother Earth, Bhudevi, taught him the Veda Vidya. Shakshat Bhudevi, Prithvi Mata, taught Veda Vidya to this Mahidasa, who is son of Itara, therefore he is known as Aitareya. This Aitareya Upanishad has got a Shanti Patha. Its Shanti Patha is Vang Me Manasi Pratishthita, that Shanti Patha. So every Upanishad has got one Shanti Patha. Just we will read that Shanti Patha first. It is in 5th page. I hope you have got it. Page number 2. Repeat after me. Om Vang Me Manasi Pratishthita. Om Vang Me Manasi Pratishthita. Mano Me Vachi Pratishthitam. Aviravir Mahedhim. Vedasya maanistaham, aanistaham, Shrutam me ma prahasihim anena dhitena aho ratran sandadhami ritam vadishyami satyam vadishyami tanmamavatu tadvaktaramavatu avatu mam avatu vaktaram Om Shanti 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 Very significant Shanti Patha where the student is praying asking for their qualifications to study the Upanishad. The student asking for his and for his sake and for Guru's sake also. Vang me manasi pratishthita. Let my speech and mind be aligned. Vang means speech. Mind. Manas means mind. Mind means here a mind which is listening mind, hearing through the ears. Vak and Shrotra Indriyam only should come. Why he is asking mind? When you say listening, it happens through the mind only. Hearing happens through ears, but listening happens through the mind. Why? The ears has to be backed by the mind. Then only listening happens. Otherwise, only hearing happens. Now, what is happening? Hearing or listening? I hope listening. Okay. Hearing along with listening. Vang me manasi pratishthita. The more details we'll see in the next class. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.